Our global hit now, the Buena Vista Social Club, brought attention to older Cuban musicians who had pretty much been forgotten. And the project reintroduced the world to some of the island's classical mambos and Afro-Cuban rhythms. But it also had an unintended effect. It made the world think that that's pretty much the only kind of music that Cubans make. Well, there are artists who play timba, hip-hop, psychedelic rock. And then there's a young woman in a class by herself. The world's Marco Werman tells us about Yusa.
In the post-Buena Vista age, Cuban music tends to tuck inside your brain in a certain way. So when you hear Yusa for the first time, her songs and her sound don't quite fit.
Tantas veces he querido atar los sueños a la realidad. Será que no es mucho más que lo que ayer. ¿Cuánto quedará de aquellas nubes que narraban su ilusión sin tanto cuento y tanta mentira?
Yusa has so many ways of expressing herself in music, it's hard to come up with a way to describe her except as the anti-mambo queen, or as the Joni Mitchell of Cuba.
10 years ago, there were just space for one kind of music, or, you know, right now there's music, there are spaces for everybody, you know, because right now is a new Cuban music happening. It's made by Cuban musicians for all kind of music, and that's, I think this music is like good health right now.
Yusa was born and raised in Havana. If she sounds original, her background can account for some of that. Her mother is an economist, her father a sailor. And the music she grew up listening to is also revealing. From Michael Jackson and the Police to Mozart and Cuban trova singer-songwriters like Silvio Rodriguez. Yusa's musical training was classical. Her teachers saw her as a bit of a rebel. She'd transpose classical works for guitar and play them on the tres. The tres is a guitar with three sets of double strings and is used mostly for traditional Afro-Cuban son. She'd also slip in jazz solos to the classical repertoire.
In the classical training, it's very strict. And at that time, I was just hearing Bach, Beethoven, no, Tchaikovsky. But I was like very... wild, no? A little bit wild child. And I was just playing Chick Corea solos, and I was interested about that, by that music.
The wild child and her Chick Corea solos confused her teachers. To a certain degree, Yusa's music continues to confuse Cubans today.
It's not the popular, it's not the, what they used to. For example, I'm people know me more in outside of Cuba than it here, and that's funny, no? Because it's I'm Cuban.
Quiero que a mi libertad no haya una razón que la distraiga. Solo puedo soportar tus senos apuntando a mi espalda.
Yusa's songs are mostly about love. Occasionally she slips in subtle ideas about globalization, but politics don't make overt appearances in her songs. As for the standoff between Cuba and the U.S., Yusa mostly finds it unfortunate.
Well, it's really a shame, no? It's like you don't really know what is happening about Cuba, because to know how Cuban music is, you have to live in here, no? And you have to see it with your own eyes.
At least for the near future, most Americans won't be able to experience the full range of that Cuban music in person. Until the economic embargo is lifted, Yusa's latest CD, Haiku, can provide a peek inside what we've been missing. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
The sound of the street woke me up. This morning, leave me nothing but lonely thoughts. I can't stop wondering how they will be. So much to learn, so close to me. No matter how
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.